at the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Lindsay this morning. Good morning, Lindsay.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. So you are in a relationship with a guy named Nate, and how long have you been in this relationship?
We have been in a relationship for about 4 years.
And what is happening currently that's making you think that he's cheating on you?
Okay, so about a month and a half ago, he was let go from his job, and he told me that that they were doing like layoffs at his firm and everything, and cuts, and so he unfortunately was just one of the ones to be cut. But recently, somebody that I've known for a couple of years who worked at his firm, and it's a woman, she confided in me that the real reason why he was let go was because he was having a romantic relationship with one of his subordinates.
Okay, so he definitely was fired, correct?
Well, he's saying laid off.
Yes.
Or laid off. Did he find a new job?
He is still currently looking. He had enough in his savings, but he's still currently looking, which is why I'm like, can he not use that as a reference because of this? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great time for employment, though. So, I mean, we're going to put you on hold. Katie's going to call him up. She's going to pretend to offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to and what he writes on the card. And you'll be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you. Then we're going to conference everybody together regardless and hash this out, talk it out. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Nate, please?
Calling.
This is Candace with. I'm calling today with a special gift that we are offering to all of our valued.
I'm all right. Thank you very much.
Keep in mind, this is a 100% free offer. It's at one dozen roses you could send to anyone in the United States. And I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. So is this something you'd like to...
No card info, nothing?
Nope, no card info. I don't even work in that department. It's really easy to get started. All we need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
You can go ahead and send it to just Lindsay, Lindsay.
Okay. And before we get an address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Just surprise.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Nate. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And that was actually Katie that you were talking to. And we do a segment called War of the Roses, where we try to see if somebody's cheating by offering them a fake offer of roses to see who they'd send them to. And listening this whole time is your girlfriend, Lindsay. And you passed the test. Lindsay, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Nate.
Great news. That's great. He sent the roses to you.
Oh, boy.
What do you know?
So she thought you were cheating, though, and we should probably talk about that. Lindsay, do you want to tell him what you heard?
Yeah. Your former coworker Madison,
Well, hold on one second, Nate. Lindsay, go ahead and start over.
Yeah, your former coworker Madison, she reached out to me like unprompted a couple of days ago and told me that you were let go from your firm because you were cheating on me and you were having an affair with somebody.
Your subordinate, somebody that reports to you.
Yeah, and I don't know, it's just taking a really long time to get a job and you kind of really haven't been talking to me every time I ask you like why they let you go, and I don't know.
Your friend is wrong.
Former coworker.
Yeah.
Hey, Lindsay, can I ask you a question? And I feel like this is something, you guys live together, right?
No, we actually don't.
Oh, you don't live together. Okay. Well, then maybe you won't know the answer to this, but is he collecting unemployment?
I don't think he is.
Because you said earlier that he's been living off of his savings.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he told me.
So if you're laid off, in most cases, you would be eligible for unemployment.
I mean, Nate's right here. We could ask him. Nate, are you accepting unemployment? And it doesn't sound like you are. So if you're not, why aren't you?
Unless you were, if you were fired for cause, they can keep you from receiving unemployment.
Yes, this is more gossip. I was not laid off. I resigned. Someone got offered a position that I really thought that I was up for after a number of years. And after a conversation with the partners, I decided to walk. I'm not collecting
unemployment. Why would you tell me that you got laid off? Why go through all of that?
I really thought that you were going to give me a hard time for like
up and quitting your job,
the job away because I, you know, of my ego. But
so then what the hell is Madison talking about? And why would she reach out to me?
I have no idea why she would say that or you guys are talking about that. Like, I don't know what has made you think that way, that you needed to manifest that, but I can't answer that question. I'm not sure why you're doing this or why you're thinking that. Like, it doesn't
best case scenario here, you quit your job with no notice and then lied to your girlfriend and didn't tell her. That's the best case scenario. So I don't think we need to be acting like, I just don't understand why you're acting this way. Either way, you did a crappy thing and lied to your girlfriend.
That is crappy, but there are definitely degrees of crap here. And one's way worse. And
it is.
I believe what he's doing right now. Lindsay, have you been financially supporting Nate?
I mean, the only thing that I've been doing is that every single time we go out on dates, I've been paying for it.
Okay, so not majorly yet. And I think maybe Nate thought it would be easier to get a job.
Clearly.
Than it is. Lindsay, I believe Nate.
I do too, actually.
So you still did a crappy thing though, Nate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I should have spoke with her about it.
It's a little red flaggy. I'll be honest.
Yeah. But text in your thoughts on this, 916-909-1065. But you two, I think, can work this out.
All right. Yep.
Yeah, I think so. I'll give you a call.